Thank you, Brad, and good morning, everyone. Humboldt State freshman student Jessica Garcia collapsed on Friday after jogging around the track at the Redwood Bowl. Garcia was in the bleachers when she collapsed, and despite first aid performed by HSU coaches and students, she was pronounced dead at Mad River Hospital. The cause of her death is under investigation and could be due to an undiagnosed medical condition. HSU officials are working with the coroner's office, and university staff contacted Garcia's family in receipt of following her death to offer their condolences. It is unknown if an autopsy will be performed, and counseling services have been offered by the university for those affected. Eureka police are investigating a report of a sexual assault that took place on Fairway Drive near the Eureka Municipal Golf Course on Saturday evening. The victim reported she was walking along the Fairway Drive when she heard a male voice call out for help. When the victim went to investigate, she saw a man bent over as if injured, and when she was close enough, he assaulted her. The suspect is described as an adult white male who was wearing a gray ski mask, flesh-colored gloves, a black hoodie, and blue sweatpants. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact Eureka Police. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of a structure fire at a residence in the 3500 block of Highland Place in Eureka on Sunday afternoon. Numerous callers to 911 reported seeing heavy smoke and fire coming from the building. Firefighters found a single-story wooden structure with fire burning in the garage and quickly attacked, ventilated, and then searched the building for any victims. The seat of the fire was in the garage of the structure, and no victims were found. Damage is estimated at more than $30,000, and the cause is under investigation, although foul play is not considered a factor. The Del Norte County Office of the California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal traffic collision that took place on Highway 101 near Klamath. Two vehicles collided head-on Saturday afternoon, and the roadway was closed while emergency crews worked on scene. There's no further information at this time, and the cause has yet to be determined. Three men were injured in a single-vehicle collision near Burnt Ranch on Highway 299 on Friday afternoon. The tractor-trailer moving truck left the roadway for unknown reasons, and the driver and two passengers were injured in the crash. Two of the victims were transported to Mad River Hospital, while the third was airlifted to Redding. The collision closed the roadway while emergency crews were on scene and to enable the removal of the wreck. And Humboldt County will host three meetings in April to discuss the ongoing draft marijuana ordinance to regulate indoor and outdoor growing. The first meeting will be held tonight in Garberville at the Veterans Hall beginning at 5:30 p.m. The next two meetings are scheduled for Monday, April 15th in Willow Creek and Wednesday, April 17th in Petrolia. For more information, contact the County Administration Office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time for Our Community. Stephen Walker has more.
In this month's Our Community, we have focused on the relationship between local government and how it affects the business climate. As Anthony noted in his segment, sales taxes are a key component of any local revenue stream. The other key tax revenue stream comes from property taxes. No one wants to pay taxes, that's a given. But for a functioning government, it's a necessary burden, and property taxes, other than making you shake your fist at the sky in frustration, pay for a lot of stuff. In Humboldt County, 63% of property taxes go to pay for local schools, while 15% are earmarked for the county general fund. County roads get their cut, as does redevelopment, two departments that are key for businesses. The rest of the tax money is split up between special districts, the library, and local cities. Taxes may not be at the top of the list of things we enjoy, but for a productive business environment, taxes are a necessary evil. And that's Our Community.
And that's the news on this Monday. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.